Good morning. It is 8:40. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, start of Catholic Schools Week, which is happening and that is underway. And we have our own entity here in Galesburg, Costa Catholic Academy, and joining us to talk more about it here this morning. Start off with Administrator Julie Pearl. Julie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Thanks. Doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. Father Lee, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning to you, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Father Lee, the pastor, chaplain at Costa Catholic Academy, and also a first grade teacher, Haley Knuth. Haley, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Well, I'll start off, first off, Julie, with you. Talk a little bit about Costa Catholic Academy. It's been around for quite some time here in Galesburg. Some changes over the years, and of course, at one time, had the high school as well, but now the entity that's located out on Costa Drive here in Galesburg. Talk a little bit about the school itself and maybe some background even.
Okay. Costa Catholic Academy right now has houses pre-school through eighth grade. We have approximately 157 students. I have a wonderful music program. PE, of course, art. We use a lot of technology in the classroom. Have a wonderful staff of educators who have Mary Norton has been there for 52 years.
Wow.
There are a few of us who have been over 3 decades at the school and have served the school. Wonderful community.
And don't forget about athletic programs, too.
Yeah, well, my goodness, I would be in trouble if I forgot about the Friars.
I have to say it must have been 3 years ago you guys did a basketball game and had your sixth, seventh, and eighth grade boys and girls play against some community members. I participated. They wore me out.
We'd love to have you back on Friday. We're doing that again.
Oh, my God.
Father could use some help.
I knew you were going to turn a point.
Tyler's 6'6". He can still play.
Well, please,
Tyler, we could use you on Friday.
There you go.
I don't know about the still play part, but I am 6'6".
Well, there you go.
I can stand there.
He can block shots of those
kids.
That'll help. Well, Father Lee, let's talk a little bit about more about Costa Catholic Academy and the education that the students can expect or that parents can expect their students to get.
Yeah, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our teachers. I think we've got the best teachers in town, and they put their minds and their hearts into it every day. Really what I see is the vision or kind of what sets our school apart. Parents have a lot of educational opportunities for their kids, different schools. I really see our school as a partnership with the parents, right? When parents entrust their students to us, parents, grandparents, guardians that, you know, entrust their students to us every day, it's really our opportunity and our role to support what they're already doing at home in the formation of their minds and in their hearts. Academically, we strive to do that the best that we possibly can to challenge our students with their skill sets and their skill levels. I mean, our students are all unique and they all have different needs, but we're trying to challenge each of them to set them up for success in the future. And I think our teachers do an awesome job at that.
Yeah. You mentioned unique and diverse backgrounds of all the students.
Correct. We're a diverse school. And I think oftentimes, you know, if I could say this, you know, sometimes even private education, whether it's private Christian education or private Catholic education, it maybe gets the reputation of not being as diverse. And that's not the case at our school. We have students from different religious backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds, racial backgrounds, and that have moved in from different areas across our country. And we think that provides a strength for our school. Our students get to know each other and build relationships with students from different family backgrounds and opportunities. And we love that even conversationally, it helps our students to grow.
Haley Knuth, the first grade teacher at Costa Catholic Academy. And Haley, talk about your experience so far. Have you taught also in public education, or have you spent your career in private?
Yeah, I have. This is my 13th year teaching. I taught 10 years in public schools. And so this is my third year at Costa. And it's crazy how life, you know, turns and things happen. And this is where I was definitely meant to be for the rest of my educational career. So, yeah, I have really enjoyed becoming a part of the Costa community. And, yeah, I teach first grade. And shout out to Costa first graders. Mrs. Canoe says hi.
All right. Well, Father Lee, you also, you mentioned that, you know, kind of family, and it's a parent and family kind of corroboration with the school itself. So as a parent, you're doing a lot of participating and helping out as well.
Yeah. The thing about, you know, partnering with parents is we're trying to form not just our students, but we're also trying to help our parents grow too. So both academically and, you know, when we partner with the parents, we're trying to encourage the parents to grow in their faith wherever they're at. I always say sometimes, you know, we can, you know, parents could be nervous even approaching me or approaching the school about growing in their faith. But I always say where they're at when they send their kids to Costa, I want to build on that. So I want to be a support to parents in their marriages and their lives and their relationship with Jesus. And anything that I can do and our teachers can do to make that possible is exciting for us.
How could they be nervous approaching him?
Oh.
How could that be? Right?
such a
pleasant face,
calming,
right?
Yes.
Very calming. There you go.
Thanks.
The Julie Parole Administrator of Costa Catholic Academy. So yeah, we're talking about parents participating. So, and there is sometimes, like, I'm guessing some requirements, some things you have to do to help out with different things with the kids. I mean, which would make sense.
Definitely. We have our Costa Catholic Association, CCA. It's a parent-run organization, and these ladies and gentlemen work long, hard hours in the fall. We have the chicken dinner. Yesterday, a group of ladies put together a chili luncheon at the school, and I feel that it was pretty well attended considering we had football as a competition, right? And we had a group of individuals, I should say, and groups of people from the parishes after church. And you also had some of the parents and school children. But our families are asked to give service hours. And it can be anything from uniform sales to helping in the lunchroom, coaching. There are many things, many areas where the parents fill in. And without them, we would be in trouble. I really think that they are one of our greatest assets at the school.
Julie Pearl, Administrator of Costa Catholic Academy. Father Lee, pastor and the chaplain of the school. Haley Knuth, first grade teacher. Pastor, Father Lee, let's talk a little bit about Catholic Schools Week and why the need to kind of bring this to the forefront and kind of let people know what's going on.
Catholic Schools Week is it's an annual tradition. It started in 1974, I believe, and is at every Catholic school across the United States this week. It's Spirit Week, we call it. So it's an opportunity to not only provide our students with some exciting activities, and Haley's done a great job, even with her team planning, and she can go through some of the activities we have this week. But it's an opportunity to talk about really maybe one of the benefits or the strengths of Catholic formation and Catholic education, and also the role that plays in a community and in society. So Catholic Schools Week is one kind of like a homecoming or a spirit week for the school, but it's also an opportunity to highlight what it is that Costa affords the community here in Galesburg and the surrounding Knox County community.
Well, Julie, let's talk about some, or Haley, I'm sorry, let's talk about some of the fun events that we got coming up.
Oh, yeah, it's a busy week for Costa and all of our students and families. On Monday, so today, we have Hats Off to Our Community. So each day there's a theme, and all the students today are wearing a hat to represent something in the community, a business or school. And then today we have Mayor Peter Schwartzman's visiting, and our children's room librarian, Hillary, and young adult librarian, John. They're all visiting. The students are going to have different times to go to the auditorium and listen to them speak about different things that they're doing for our community. And tomorrow's the big day for the students. It's Celebrate Our Students Day, so the crazy day attire and pizza and dessert for lunch and Olympics during PE, so a fun day for them. And then Wednesday, celebrate our nation. So red, white, and blue. It's an extra special day for our school this year as one of our students' parents is being deployed soon.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that day just has an extra special meaning for us. And the junior high is putting on a President's Wax Museum that we're all going to be able to visit as well that day. So that'll be a special day. And then Thursday is Celebrate Vocations. So talking to the students about their calling. And I always connect with my class about, you know, my calling to become a teacher. And we have seminarian Francis who is joining our school, and he's going to be talking to the students, and a deacon that's going to be Zooming in with one of our classes remotely. And then Friday, we are celebrating our faculty and staff. And as mentioned earlier, we have a basketball game against staff and coaches with students Friday night from 6 to 8. So I need to practice dribbling and shooting around a little bit before Friday.
Who's the best player on the team right now?
Oh, well, our PE teacher, I think Alicia Kirby, I would say, okay. Maybe. Yeah.
She played some college ball.
But so. Katie Block is pretty pumped, I know, to play. Our fifth
I think
grade
Alicia
teacher.
Played by that because I remember a young lady who could really shoot the ball when I played. Then I didn't have to do anything, which
we
was
need
good.
To have some practice time, I think, beforehand.
Well, yeah, so many great things. Uh-huh. Anything different or particular, like in your classroom, any surprise for the first graders?
Oh, any surprise? Well, they'll have to stay tuned for those extra things that we have going on this week.
Perfect. Well, sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will be, definitely.
Right. So nice, and I guess a relaxing week in many ways for the students as well.
Yeah, it's relaxing. It's supposed to be lighthearted, so there'll be structured activities, but it's probably not as relaxing for the teachers who are planning everything or the core committee, but I know the kids are pretty pumped for what's ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. So, if Julie, if somebody wants more information about Costa Catholic Academy and what goes on and the interest in maybe sending a student there, well, how would they go about that?
Please call the school at 344-3151. Our secretary, Terry Olin, will put you in touch with Julie Pearl or Bess Craddy, Taylor Craddy, and they can answer any questions. We welcome people to schedule appointments and come to the school for tours. We're open to that. All they have to do is give us a call.
All right. And Father Lee, I guess, you know, the thing is, no matter where you're going to grade school up through junior high, you're all coming together after that. So you're getting a great education. You're able to move on, you know, within public schools or wherever you go.
Absolutely, we really want our students to be acclimated with the community, and we think we're preparing them well while uniquely providing, you know, religion in the classroom and formation in the classroom. So it's a great school.
Absolutely. Haley, anything else you'd like people to know about Costa Catholic Academy?
It's just as a parent also at the school, I'm, you know, just thrilled that my own children go there, and I love working with the kids every day, and the staff is just incredible. So it's definitely a welcoming atmosphere. You walk in and you feel at home.
Catholic Schools Week celebrated this week, Costa Catholic Academy here in Galesburg. Haley, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Father Lee, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Us.
Julie, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.